College English Test Band 4, Model Test 6. Part 3, Listening Comprehension. Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
11.
Why didn't you have your geology class today?
Only 3 out of a class of 25 showed up. Since the professor had planned to present a complex demonstration, he decided to cancel the class until everybody could be present.
Question. Why didn't the geology class meet today?
Does this elevator stop on every floor?
No, it stops only on the even ones. If you want an odd one, go to the even one above it and then walk down.
Question. Why won't the elevator stop on the 9th floor? Has the rain stopped?
Stopped? Look at my clothes. They are soaked.
Question. What does the woman mean?
14.
You have been getting back from lunch late every day. You do your shopping, don't you?
No, I spend most of my lunch hour at the library, but it's so quiet that I fall asleep.
Question. Why does the woman come back late from lunch now?
15.
Would you like some more potatoes?
I'm sorry, I can't manage more. Thank you.
Question. What does the man ask the woman to do? 16.
I am sorry, I am having trouble reading my notes. Did you say 3 lunches in that first paragraph?
No, I said free lunches. The children don't have to pay for them. And there are many lunches involved, you know, a lot more than 3.
Question. What did the man say about the lunches? 17.
How did Mr. Green's projects turn out? I heard he had trouble with the financing and then he couldn't get the land he wanted.
It's true. He did have difficulties, and it couldn't have turned out worse.
Question. What did you learn about Mr. Green?
18.
I can't decide which color to paint my room.
What about white? It matches the furniture.
Question. What does the woman suggest?
2 long conversations.
Conversation 1.
This food is terrible. I can't even finish my dinner.
I know. You think with all the money we pay for room and board, the university could hire a better food service. Where are you headed next?
I'm going over to the Student Recreation Center to play some bridge.
You are spending your time on a card game?
Not just any card game. It's one of the most strategic there is.
So I've heard. Don't you play with a partner?
Yeah, 4 people play, 2 against the other 2.
So you try to play in cooperation with your partner.
Actually, the cards of 1 of the 4 players are turned face up. That player is called the dummy.
I wouldn't want to be called that. When you are the dummy, what do you do while the cards are being played?
Anything you want. Sit there and study, shuffle another deck, get snacks for everyone. I'd like to stand behind my partner and watch.
You know, I've heard that bridge is habit-forming. You should be careful not to play so much that you don't get your studying done.
Don't worry about me. I only play Thursdays after dinner, and sometimes when they need a fourth player. If you like, I could teach you.
Thanks, but I have a pretty heavy workload this semester. I have to spend my evening studying. I don't really know how to do it yet.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. Where does the conversation take place?
How does the woman plan to spend her evening?
21. What does the man warn the woman not to do?
22. Why does the man refuse the woman's offer? 2.
How did you like yesterday's astronomy class?
It was interesting, but the point she was trying to make seemed a little far-fetched.
Oh, that new theory that ocean water came from comets?
Yeah. Do you remember what it was based on?
Some recent satellite photos, I think. Apparently, space satellites recently detected thousands of small comets colliding with Earth's outer atmosphere. Almost 40,000 per day.
Okay, they're collided with atmosphere. So that's what created the water?
It's not the collision that created water. Comets contain water. They're made up mostly of cosmic dust and water. When they collide with the atmosphere, they break up, and the water they contain rains down to Earth. Ocean water came from that rain.
Oh, well, this morning I asked my geology professor about that. He said that most geologists don't accept it.
Why not?
Special research indicates that most of the water molecules from the comet would have burned up as they fell through the atmosphere. Enough rain couldn't have reached the Earth to fill up the ocean.
Well, did the geologists have an alternative theory to explain where ocean water came from?
Yeah, he said the more traditional view is that the ocean water came from volcanoes.
From volcanoes?
Right. They say volcanic fumes are mostly steam. And they claimed that it was the volcanic steam that created the oceans, not rain from comets.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
24. What did recent photographs from a space satellite indicate?
25. What aspect of volcanoes does the woman mention?
2.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. At 16, Henry Vincent was separated from his family as a result of the war. He wandered aimlessly from one country to another before finally settling down in Australia, where he trained as an electronics engineer. He established his own business, but it called for so much work that marriage was out of the question. His retirement suddenly made him realize how lonely he was, and he decided to take up a hobby. With his interest in electronics, being an amateur radio operator seemed a natural choice. He installed his own equipment and obtained a license and his call sign, which is the set of letters and numbers used to identify oneself when making radio contact with other amateur operators all over the world. Soon, Henry had a great many contacts in far-off places. One in particular was a man in California with whom he had much in common. One night, the man in California happened to mention the village in Europe he had come from. Suddenly, Henry realized that this man was in fact his younger brother, Peter. At first, the two brothers were at a loss for words. but then little by little they filled in the details of their past lives, and not long afterwards, Henry Vincent flew to California to be reunited with his brother.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. What kind of training did Henry get when he was in Australia?
What hobby did Henry take up after his retirement?
28. Who is the person Henry had much in common with? Section B.
Passage 2. There are four types of college degrees, starting with the associate degree. The associate takes about 2 years to complete when one is enrolled full-time. The bachelor's degree takes 4 years when one is enrolled full-time, with the master's taking an additional 1 to 2 years, and the doctor's 3 to 4 years. The associate degree may be substituted for the first 2 years of a bachelor's degree if it is a transfer degree. Not all associate degrees are designed for transfer. Some are technical degrees, which are called terminal degrees, which means they do not count toward a bachelor's. The bachelor's is normally required before one can work at the master's level. Likewise, the master is normally required before one can work at the doctor's level. The number of credit hours of university degree programs varies from one school to another. In general, the AA is 60 credit hours, or 95 quarter hours. The BA, or BS, is 120 credit hours, or 185 quarter hours. The MA is 30 credit hours, or 45 quarter hours, and the PhD is 60 to 72 credit hours, or 95 to 120 quarter hours.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29. What is the first American college degree?
30. What is the terminal degree?
31. What is the number of credit hours for a BA?
3. In 1848, gold was discovered near San Francisco, and the first great gold rush began. When the news spread, farmers, lawyers, sailors, soldiers, and schoolteachers rushed to California by whatever means they could. Within a year, 100,000 people, only 8,000 of whom were women, had reached the coast of California. More than half of them had traveled overland across the American continent. Gold fever began to spread. Settlements throughout the United States were deserted. Homes, farms, and stores were abandoned as everybody raced for California. Many came by sea, and in July 1850, more than 500 ships were anchored in San Francisco Bay, many of which had been deserted by gold-hungry sailors. A few people became very rich, but it was a risky business. Law and order broke down. Even if a miner struck it rich, there were always those who would try to take it away. Gamblers, outlaws, and thieves. Gold and silver were discovered in Nevada a few years later, and gold fever was an important part of the colonization of the western United States.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. When did the first great gold rush begin?
33. How many people had reached the coast of California within a year?
34. Where were those gold seekers from?
35. Why was gold mining a risky business? 6. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage. Mark Twain, who wrote the story we're going to read, traveled quite a lot because circumstances, usually financial circumstances, forced him to. He was born in Florida, Missouri, in 1835, and moved to Hannibal, Missouri, with his family when he was about 4 years old. Most people think he was born in Hannibal, but that isn't true. After his father died, when he was about 12, Twain worked in Hannibal for a while and then left, so he could earn more money. He worked for a while as a typesetter on various newspapers, and then got a job as a river pilot on the Mississippi. Twain loved this job, and many of his books show it. The river job didn't last, however, because of the outbreak of the Civil War. Twain was in the Confederate Army for just 2 weeks, and then he and his whole company went west to get away from the war and the army. In Nevada and California, Twain prospected for silver and gold without much luck, but did succeed as a writer. Once that happened, Twain traveled around the country, giving lectures and earning enough money to go to Europe. Twain didn't travel much the last 10 years of his life, and he didn't publish much either. Like many other popular writers, Twain derived much of the materials for his writing from the wealth and diversity of his own personal experiences.
Now the passage will be read again.
Mark Twain, who wrote the story we're going to read, traveled quite a lot because circumstances, usually financial circumstances, forced him to. He was born in Florida, Missouri, in 1835, and moved to Hannibal, Missouri, with his family when he was about 4 years old. Most people think he was born in Hannibal, but that isn't true. After his father died, when he was about 12, Twain worked in Hannibal for a while and then left, so he could earn more money. He worked for a while as a typesetter on various newspapers, and then got a job as a river pilot on the Mississippi. Twain loved this job, and many of his books show it. The river job didn't last, however, because of the outbreak of the Civil War. Twain was in the Confederate Army for just 2 weeks, and then he and his whole company went west to get away from the war and the army. In Nevada and California, Twain prospected for silver and gold without much luck, but did succeed as a writer. Once that happened, Twain traveled around the country, giving lectures and earning enough money to go to Europe. Twain didn't travel much the last 10 years of his life, and he didn't publish much either. Like many other popular writers, Twain derived much of the materials for his writing from the wealth and diversity of his own personal experiences.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Mark Twain, who wrote the story we're going to read, traveled quite a lot because circumstances, usually financial circumstances, forced him to. He was born in Florida, Missouri, in 1835, and moved to Hannibal, Missouri, with his family when he was about 4 years old. Most people think he was born in Hannibal, but that isn't true. After his father died, when he was about 12, Twain worked in Hannibal for a while and then left, so he could earn more money. He worked for a while as a typesetter on various newspapers, and then got a job as a river pilot on the Mississippi. Twain loved this job, and many of his books show it. The river job didn't last, however, because of the outbreak of the Civil War. Twain was in the Confederate Army for just 2 weeks, and then he and his whole company went west to get away from the war and the army. In Nevada and California, Twain prospected for silver and gold without much luck, but did succeed as a writer. Once that happened, Twain traveled around the country, giving lectures and earning enough money to go to Europe. Twain didn't travel much the last 10 years of his life, and he didn't publish much either. Like many other popular writers, Twain derived much of the materials for his writing from the wealth and diversity of his own personal experiences.
This is the end of Listening Comprehension.